This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. At the ASEAN Security Summit in Singapore, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there's still a ways to go. The United States remains confident, it says, in North Korea's commitment to denuclearize.
The process of achieving denuclearization in the North Korean peninsula is one that I think we have all known would take some time. But I must say, from my meetings here, the world is united in seeing this achieved.
President Trump has just received a letter from North Korea's Kim Jong-un and responded quickly with a letter of his own. Correspondents following up on their Singapore summit in June came amid fresh concerns over Pyongyang's commitment to denuclearization despite a rosy picture of progress being painted by Mr. Trump. Zimbabwe's newly elected president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has called on the country to unite a day after he was declared the narrow winner in the election.
Though some will inevitably be disappointed with the outcome, I urge everyone to be calm and peaceful and to look forward.
Mnangagwa's chief opponent in this week's election, Nelson Chamisa, said the poll was a fraud and pledged to challenge the result. World Health Organization says it foresees huge difficulties ahead in efforts to combat the latest Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Ebola is a constant threat in the DRC as the virus thrives in heavily forested areas. The detention of a retired Chinese academic who was taken into custody during a live television interview with VOA has sparked criticism from human rights and activists and analysts who worry the Chinese government is increasingly cracking down on dissidents. This is VOA News.